And let me check this phone line right here. Good morning.
Good morning. It's Jason McClain.
Hey, Jason. How are you? Can you hold on for 30 seconds? I just got to do our top of the hour ID, and then I'll be right back with you to tell you how you can save your marriage, even if your stupid spouse voted for the wrong candidate. Jason, hold on. I'll be right back with you.
Sounds fine.
Okay. Here we go. Here we go. We're going
to
do that.
You're listening to WARA, 1320 AM, Attleboro.
And then we're going to pause the rest of the commercial set and get right back to Jason McClain. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you so much for asking, and thank you even more for calling in. We're talking to Jason McClain about the aftermath of the 2016 presidential campaign and how lingering animosity may be continuing to affect couples. Lingering animosity is continuing to affect me. In this case, the couple is me and my listeners. I'm the last lefty left on AM radio. I haven't taken this election well, and many of the listeners haven't taken me not taking this well.
Ooh. Ooh.
Yeah.
Not.
How do we repair the relationship, Jason?
Well, you know, the very first thing we've got to do is realize just kind of what happened, right?
Yeah.
Because we're allowing outside influences to influence an internal relationship and an internal conversation. You know, when I got married to my wife, it was between her and me.
Yeah.
And this election literally began to divide that entire process so that the spouse who may have voted for Hillary or the husband for Trump or vice versa began to see a polarizing effect. And
yeah.
Everybody came out with their opinions about one thing or another.
Mm.
Listen, the first thing we've got to do is make one important decision. Turn off the television and talk to your spouse.
You actually communicate?
Yes, it's a whole new concept. It was invented many years ago with the wheel.
Yes.
And when the wheel came out, people began to move places. When we begin to speak to our spouses, I can promise you, doors will begin to open. The polarizing effect will begin to end. Mm. The ice caps will start to start to melt, and global warming will begin to end.
Gee.
If you speak, that will hurt. That will help you in every single way.
Wow. See, I thought you were going to say we have to acknowledge that evil won, but I guess darn the luck I was wrong. You have to communicate.
you have to communicate.
All right. Now, should you turn off your iPhone before communicating?
You know what? You should always turn off your iPhone. Kill the notifications, kill the radio, kill everything. Stop and sit down and give it a few minutes. I can't tell you how many people have been affected by this entire process. I ran stats literally on one of our companies that we work with on how people get a divorce over the last 60 days and then compared that to what 2015 was and even went all the way back into 2004, so 15 years of data going back for the presidential election. This time around, every time there's an election, there's an increase around that October-November period in divorce rates of 6-7%, 7-8% here and there. They kind of go up a little bit because people don't get along.
Yeah.
Then when you got into 2012, just most recent one, once again we had a little bit of a push and there's a little increase here and there. This year, compared to the last election, is a 27% increase in October and November over the same period of time in the previous.
So, Jason? Did we lose you? Was it something I said?
Was it No.
Oh,
you said everything perfectly.
Oh, good.
I'm right here.
Okay, good. A 27% increase in couples who say, I can't live with someone who thinks that way.
Exactly right. It's a huge, huge increase. This is over thousands. We monitor thousands of divorce cases each and every single month, and we process them. So this particular period, we had to step back and look and figure out what's going on. Are the men filing or are the women filing? Is it interracial couples?
Mm-hmm.
What is it that's having this big, giant spike? But for the overall, it's 27% up. That's number one. So that means that there's a polarizing reality that says people aren't happy with what's going on right now, but they're not listening to each other. They're not talking to each other. They're not making the decision to get in gear. So listen, one other thing you can do, if you really feel mad about it, you really feel as if there's a big, big, Trump's not your president, the world's coming to an end, dogs and cats are going to start to live together, don't gloat, Don't try to predict the future. Don't try to figure out what's going to happen. Don't interject your thought, your idea, your hope, your belief on your spouse.
Yeah.
Because all that does is kind of like add fuel to the fire and stir a spot. You stir a spot that's already kind of been mixed up.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to heal it, you have to ask yourself the question, what's more important? Do you want to fix the marriage or do you want to end the marriage?
Yeah.
Is your wife more important to you than Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump is? That's a big, big, big question to ask yourself.
And it's also important, do you have empathy? You don't have to agree with the person you're arguing with, but can you at least look at the issue from their point of view and try to understand why they think the way they do?
That's 100% accurate, because most important thing is, they've always said, we remember this as kids growing up,
yeah.
They've always said, opposites attract. My wife and I are not the same kind of person by any way, shape, or form. If I wore a dress and high heels, maybe we could talk. But we're just different people. And since we're opposites attracting, the truth of the matter is we bring something different to each other.
Uh-huh.
So I've got to turn off my cell phone notifications, stop watching Twitter feeds, stop turning on the radio and the television, stop having an opinion. If you've been married long enough, you realize your opinion doesn't matter the way you think it does.
And fewer people care about your opinion than you think.
That's right.
So, Jason,
it's
not
all about you.
Yeah, I assume for your wife, her number one skill is she's a good listener.
She certainly is. She listens all day long because I like to pontificate.
Yeah. Hey, the name of the show is Pontificating with Paul and the Proletariat, so you're in the right place.
I feel like the love is flowing without any assistance whatsoever.
Yeah, Carol, my partner, Carol, the lovely Carol McLaughlin of the Quincy McLaughlins, she's a wonderful listener, unless I'm speaking. Maybe it's me. But when you get into arguments, there's two ways of arguments. I got a buddy, Clay, who I've been friends with since fifth grade, and in arguments against Clay, his record against me is 43,872 to nothing. He's won every single argument we've ever had. Because when I argue, I try to get to the truth. When he argues, he tries to win. And he's really good at it. What technique can I use to try to get truth involved in the argument?
You know something, if someone doesn't have a core belief that what is right is more important than what you think, then there's not really much you can do. Because there's a polar opposite to what I think
mm-hmm.
and then what is really right. Because right is an opinion. Right is a belief factor. And all of our beliefs is contrary to what anybody else in the free world might say.
Yeah.
All our beliefs are self-imposed and created. I have chosen to believe the world is round or flat.
Yeah.
I've chosen to believe that color is blue or purple. So beliefs aren't things we're born with. They're real, something that we hang on to that polarize us, that help us get more fears, that help us make different choices, that push us down in one direction or another. And all a belief is an assumption of a fact that we have experienced or we think we'll be experiencing one of these days.
Yeah.
So, you know, with your buddy, the reality is this. If his desire is to win, sit here and tell him one simple thing. You can win every single time, and I'm going to help you to win every single time. The only question I have for you, and you're going to win this battle because I don't need to be correct in this run. You're going to win this battle. The only question I have for you is this.
Uh-huh.
Will you sit down with me and look at everything on a black and white piece of paper and tell me how you feel about it?
Huh.
Not what's right or wrong,
yeah.
but how you feel about it. When you turn it away from ones and zeros and blue states and red states, and you turn it around to what's inside your heart, you'll realize something very important. And the one thing you're going to realize is this, Paul.
Yeah.
You cannot control anyone whatsoever. And if you try to, it gets a big mistake. There's a great book out called Scream Free Marriage by Bob Halpern. Really interesting book. His idea says this. The old idea of our marriages was saying, you have to help your wife do this, your focus should be on your wife. You take the Adam and Eve concept that Adam should do everything for his wife and Eve should do everything for Adam. Well, in his idea, he says, forget about trying to do anything for your spouse. Do everything to work on you to make you a better person. Because if you're healthy and you're strong and you are comfortable being in your shoes, the truth of the matter is, your spouse is going to see it, and they'll get more benefit out of your wholeness than you trying to control, trying to direct, and trying to always bring flowers. It's not my job to bring flowers to my wife every single day to meet her needs. It's my job to be a strong husband, listen to her, and be attentive. And be just the guy she wants me to be, which is strong.
I've been with Carol since 2005. She has no interest in me bringing flowers. She wants me to clean the darn bathroom. And you mentioned Adam of the famous Adam and Eve story. It's always been my theory that if Adam was any kind of a gentleman, he would have tried the apple first and not stuck that job on Eve. But anyway.
You know what? I agree 1,000% with that one. If he did his job right, he would have stood up and took the bullet.
Yes, exactly right. Exactly. And then we don't have time to get into this, but I'd love to talk to you someday about one of the theories I have. The older I get, the less enamored I become with beliefs and the more I like ideas. Because presented with the proper evidence, people will change ideas. Nobody ever wants to change their beliefs.
You are so 100% right. They do not want to change it because they were given to them by their mommy and daddy.
Bingo.
And everybody else that they thought that was important because someone told them they were important.
God. All right. We're talking to Jason McClain. Jason, you also do work. Where is it here? No, I've got it. The website about divorces. MyDivorcePapers.com, which you started about 10 years ago. If a couple has decided they want to dissolve their marriage, their relationship, why should they consult MyDivorcePapers.com instead of attorney Ed Schablotnick?
Well, the simple truth is, if you guys can get along, if Joe and John or Jackie and Jill and Bobby and LaWanda, all these people who want to end their marriage in some capacity, and you don't need to spend thousands of dollars. The truth of the matter is, you can do it yourself. If you want to file taxes, you're either going to go to an attorney because you've got a lot of questions, you can't figure it out, or you're going to go get TurboTax. And what we created, literally back in 2002, was a TurboTax for online divorce. So under $200, you can go online. As long as you and your spouse can communicate and work out your details, you can file for a divorce, obtain an annulment, or get a real legal separation all online from the comfort of your living room, sitting in your boxer shorts with holy socks, a can of beer on the side, and your lazy boy, and look at her or him and say, I'm done. I'm not going to take this marriage anymore. Take this life and shove it.
Wow.
Go online to MyDivorcePapers.com, qualify in 2 seconds, spend a couple of $100s, and within an hour, the petitions can be prepared, engaged, click another button, they'll file it in the courtroom for you, and then click another button, and they'll serve your spouse while she is working at McDonald's in line.
Oh, God. So instead of spending money on attorneys, you'll have more money to spend on your thank God I'm free divorce party.
Exactly, or that big tattoo that goes across your chest that says, free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty I didn't vote for that big O.
All right. Jason McClain. Jason, where did you grow up?
I grew up in the New Jersey, New York area. I went to school back at Seton Hall.
Oh, okay. All right.
Up in the East Coast.
Okay.
Now I'm in California, though.
All right. How does someone get in touch with you if they want more information about how come I keep losing this? My gosh.
It's a desire to get a divorce.
Yeah, no.
In your head. You can't get it out.
Well, it could be because marijuana just became legal here in Massachusetts, so my short-term memory isn't what it should be. But
we did the same thing in California. Now we're all going to be floating around the clouds.
Yes, exactly, and far more tolerant. MyDivorcePapers.com. Is there any other way to get in touch with Jason McClain to find out if your marriage can be salvaged after the events of November 8th, 2016?
Yeah, if you want to end your marriage, go to MyDivorcePapers.com. If you want to get your marriage fixed, go to LifeCanChange.com. That will open up that door. Yeah, that's where we talk about those beliefs, those fears, those reasons, and everything else we're dealing with in life at LifeCanChange.com. We're doing a spot on CNN, we're on iHeart, and a bunch of other very cool places that we're teaching people to just, you know, make the right decisions.
Yes. I also note from your literature, and then last thing, because I know you're busy, that divorces go up during tax season. Is that because Susie finds out where Billy's really been spending the money?
You know what? It's that, yes, 100%. It's very true. The biggest season for now, almost 15 years now, the biggest season is mid-January, March. Mid-January, February, March, April, and May. So you're on tax season. People get their tax return details. They find how much money they've got.
Yeah.
And for the most part, women usually become the ones who are fighting to file over men, because for all those divorces which are happening, the women usually make more money than the men. And realize, listen, I don't need this guy sitting around here scratching his armpits telling me what to do when I can make a living for myself.
Yeah.
And that's, and the truth of the matter is divorces skyrocket. Literally, three times in February over what they are right now or the months before. Three-time push. It's been that way every year for 15 years. And we do probably, I'd say, 4,000 or 5,000 divorce cases in February versus 2,000 to 3,000 cases on any every single month, all overall 50 U.S. states and Canada.
Wow. So basically what you're saying, to make America great again, we have to make sure men make more money than women again. Is that it?
No comment.
All right. I missed the point again. Wow. Jason McClain, thank you so much for joining us on Pontificating with Paul and the Proletariat. Thanks a lot. A lot of great advice.
Cheers.
All right. Take care. There he goes. MyDivorcePapers.com and or if you have irreconcilable differences, you want to consult MyDivorcePapers.com if you want to rebuild a marriage. Because, gosh, John, you disagree with her, but you still have oodles and oodles of love for her. In that case, LifeCanChange.com. Time for our 11:15 break at 11:16.